Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour of the program here. As always, you're invited if you want to join us. Our number is 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
It's 603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want to discuss. You can also call us on our Matrix chat server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to get the instructions on how to connect to the server and also call in via Jitsi, which it takes a little bit of setting up, but we'll get it done, and we'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So whether you want to talk about drug decriminalization in Oregon, that's basically what we focus the first hour of the show on. You're certainly still welcome to call in with your thoughts on, you know, what that's going to look like in another couple of years once we can finally get some statistics back. I think it's going to be overwhelmingly positive, and I think you're going to see other states, either through ballot measures or through legislation, they're going to start moving in this direction of drug decriminalization. It's the only sane thing that people can do to get out of this war on drugs, with the exception of ending prohibition entirely in one fell swoop. But no one has proposed that. Not even here in New Hampshire have any of the Liberty reps proposed
anything
like that.
Nobody is saying we should do that.
Nobody is saying that, and you're nobody, so that helps. But unfortunately, you're not governor at this time, so there's not much that can be done from
they
that perspective.
They stole the election from me.
As much as I would like for
even Kanye.
Unfortunately, the Liberty reps here in New Hampshire have yet to actually make a similar proposal that I'm aware of. I have seen some minor decrim bills were put in last year to do decrim at, like, sort of high levels from ultra felony down to, like, little felony, and from little felony down to misdemeanor. There was a bill like that last year, but it never made it out of committee, I don't think. It did not get passed by either the House or the Senate. So.
And the thing is, I think strategically that's a bad plan. I think they should be putting in, I think each time they should put in the little bill, but they should also put in let's go whole
all the way. Yeah.
Because, you know, I think it would improve the chances of the little bill passing.
Right. It looks more reasonable then.
Yeah. And also it's like, you know, I think it would make a better statement about the people who are putting it in that, you know, I'm willing to make some real change.
Right.
And
we're making change slowly here in New Hampshire. There is a movement, for those that aren't aware, of freedom-minded people who've been coming here for more than a decade now. Bonnie, you're one of the newest movers here, so congratulations. In fact, the Free State Project, is going to be celebrating this Saturday, and I believe you're coming with us, right? Nobody, you're going to the Saturday festivities?
Oh, that's Saturday, yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
it is.
I am.
Yeah, there's going to be the Porcupine Day, as they call it. And was it Mark that called last night to bellyache about that, or was that a couple nights
ago? About the numbers they claim to have.
Yeah, he's still upset about the Free State Project, and you know, he's mad that they only made 10% of their goal, and it's like, well, that's still way more than any other migration has had anywhere else.
He said he doesn't hold any grudges, to be fair.
Mark?
Yeah.
Screw Mark.
That's mean.
You know, well, you know, instead of bellyaching for the last 2 years, he could have been actually being productive and
helping
maybe
us.
We'd have better numbers.
He was on Free Talk Live.
Well, yeah, I mean, he on occasion.
He was on Free Talk Live bitching.
Yeah, you know, what can you do? I mean, not everybody's going to be happy. Obviously, people think that freedom should come sooner rather than later, and I don't blame someone for being frustrated that it doesn't happen soon enough. And, you know, we only live so many years, so I don't blame somebody for being upset about that. And certainly Mark isn't the first person to throw up his hands in frustration and, you know, pack his bags and leave. I mean, he hasn't fully left, but he's, you know, gone a good chunk of the year now at this point. And as you're pointing out here, nobody, he could have done things that were helping us rather than attacking us. But regardless, it is what it is. But the reality of it is, even without Mark and even without everybody who's left, left. We still have new people coming here all the time. There were two new people that were up at our most recent Social Sunday. We had a visitor coming up from who had not yet made the move, and we had somebody there who had just made the move. And
somebody from Alaska.
That's right. A couple from Alaska was actually visiting, checking things out here. So
getting ready to move.
Yep. And this has been like every week in recent weeks. So we're seeing more people coming up here now than I would say ever before.
Yeah, I mean people are getting dislodged from where they are. They're finding that they're working at home and now they can choose where they live.
That's true. That's been a major boon. I mean, it's one of the surprising positives out of this whole COVID crackdown is that now all of a sudden a lot of jobs that weren't portable before are now portable.
Yeah.
And that gives people a freedom that they never had before to be able to just pick themselves up from a place where they're paying way too much in rent, like San Francisco or Seattle, and come here.
And yeah, I'd like to say I'm from San Antonio, Texas, if you think it's too cold for you.
Yeah. And you have a blanket with you right now.
Imagine earning a San Francisco salary and living in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Or New York City or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So if you haven't checked it out yet, you definitely ought to check out the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. There's a great movie called 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com and you can watch it there. And it is an hour-long documentary that was produced more than half a decade ago now, but I think it still holds true on a lot of the things that it says, like the community that we have here, which is just unmatched. There's nothing like it anywhere on the planet. If you love freedom and you like the idea of being around other people that you can actually talk to that actually understand, you know, the ideas of liberty, then there is no better place to be than this.
Did you know we're in IMDb because of that?
That one's in IMDb. I knew Derek Jays was in there. I didn't know that the other one was.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's just Derek Jays. But yeah, I've found out recently I have an IMDb entry that I didn't even know about.
Yeah. I took the time to do that with Derek Jays, so I don't know if that exists.
Well, we should do it for 101 Reasons. What the heck?
You know, maybe
I don't want people to think I'm a one-hit wonder.
Nobody's a star.
It may actually be there. Okay, it is listed, but I don't see, like, the cast, so no one took the time to put the cast in there.
Ah, lazy bastards.
Yeah. I don't know who's listed as. That's probably Vince, the executive producer, who set that one up. So you would need to talk to Vince Perfetto and or Bo and see if one of them has access to it.
Groovy.
So 603-283-6160. Let's get an update here on GameStop. Nobody, you had found this story over at CBS News about the whole controversy last week that we were discussing. I think it was actually about a week ago that we first saw the news that there was this Reddit community called Wall Street Bets that had made headlines all over the place because they had organized a purchase of GameStop stock, which GameStop, for those that don't know, is a mostly defunct but still in business game store that, you know, they're selling old media. It's, you know, platter.
Chain of stores, actually.
Yeah, physical platters that they're still trying to sell, CD, ROM, DVD, Blu-ray, whatever. It's a business that is struggling and has been struggling for a long time, and their stock price was just tanking over the last few years. And then they pumped it up from, like, $3 a share or $10 a share to over $370, $400 a share in less than a month's time, and that made huge headlines because it nearly bankrupted a bunch of hedge funds out there because they had a bunch of short sales placed on these stocks, and then they were all of a sudden obligated to buy back the stock at a much higher price, and so that really screwed the Wall Street hedge funds over, and a lot of people were, I think, rightfully celebrating that last week. But as you predicted, nobody, that which goes up in the stocks world must come down, and
unless it goes up because it's actually got
something new
going
on. The
profitability to drive it. I mean, a business can become more profitable and a stock will go up and stay up.
Yep.
But if it just goes up because somebody's gaming the price, it's not going to stay up.
They created a bubble, right?
They created a bubble.
They did. And a lot of them got pretty wealthy over that bubble. You know, they made millions. Some of these traders, these people that bought the GameStop stock, made millions of dollars, and some of them lost millions of dollars. There's a story in the news today about one of them that lost $13 million.
Oh, my God.
But he also that's probably after he won a whole lot more than that, right? Like, so he probably
maybe.
Won.
Maybe. Depends on when he bought. What if you bought at 500 and it's at 100, you're in trouble.
No. This guy made a bunch and then lost a bunch,
okay.
I think is what happened. Because he didn't sell it all at the top.
Yeah, that's just paper loss.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Bonnie.
And nobody.
And, of course, you can join us here and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, but an update here on the GameStop situation. The guy that I mentioned that lost millions of dollars, the Reddit trader who claimed he made tens of millions of dollars, leading an army of amateur investors to snap up shares of GameStop, a campaign framed as pitting Main Street versus Wall Street, lost $13 million on Tuesday as shares of the struggling video game retailer retreated. Keith Gill, who goes by the name Deep Effing Value on Reddit and Roaring Kitty on YouTube, revealed in a post on the Wall Street Bets discussion board the value of his GameStop holdings had sunk to $7.6 million. That was down from nearly $21 million the previous day and as much as $50 million from last week when GameStop's shares peaked at $483 a piece. Wow, I didn't realize that he'd taken that high.
Are they still up higher than they were pre-Wall Street Bets?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like
10 times higher.
More than that, weren't they at $3?
I don't know what where they scraped the lows at. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they had been as low as $5 or $6 within the last year, but I don't know at what time.
Yeah, now it's, what, 90s?
Is it in the 90s now? I'd heard it was 100 or so or 90.
Yeah, I think it's right around 100, yeah.
So as you pointed out, nobody, these are what are called paper losses, meaning that he hasn't actually sold the stock yet. He's, maybe he has, but
he needs to hurry up.
Yeah, according to this.
Short squeeze does not mean that the company is going to get better.
Yeah.
It just means that, you know, you played the game better than the shorters for the moment.
Well, right. From all this, did GameStop make like enough money to maybe like do something with it? Did they make any money?
No. The only way GameStop would have made money is if they had their own stock and sold it, right? Wouldn't that have been...
They can always issue more shares of stock,
mm-hmm.
which that would have been the brilliant thing for them to do, would be just to issue a bunch of shares of stock, except the SEC said that there was one company that was... driven up by a short squeeze and did issue its own stock, and the SEC's been saying that that was a no-no because they should have known that it was because of manipulation. And it's like, this whole concept of manipulation is an absurdity.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a, you know, you should be able to play the game and let the chips fall where they may.
The government,
you know, that's how it's supposed to work.
The government manipulates money and interest rates all the time, too, and they don't care about that.
Yeah. I mean, they're always accusing China of manipulating their currency value. And it's like, well, you know, every fiat money government literally manipulates the value of its currency every
sure.
time it issues or does not issue more.
That's the reason why they have a fiat currency, so they can manipulate. That's the whole point of it. Let's go to Tessa. She's on the line in Georgia. And Tessa, we do have a delay on your line, so conversation probably won't be very good. But if you have a comment or a question, feel free to go ahead with it.
I was going to say, I have quite a bit of opposition to the decriminalization of drugs because I think that it will ultimately lead to legalization, and I think that could be a problem because we can't trust corporations to behave themselves now, and they already put out poison in a lot of the foods they produce, and I don't want them being able to, you know, put drugs out there. But the other thing I was going to say is another reason I'm in opposition to decriminalization is if it's not illegal, you can't offer people plea deals. And if you can't do that, you are never going to find the people putting these drugs out there.
Let me address the first thing first, which is, you know, the drugs are going to be out there, whether they're sold by a corporation and made in a professional manufacturing facility, or whether they're made in my buddy Jose's bathtub. One way or the mm-hmm. other, they're going to be made, and they're going to get out there. And if they're made in my buddy's bathtub, then they're a lot more likely to kill somebody, because he's an idiot.
he's dirty.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing that I would say is it doesn't matter who's putting the drugs out there, because in terms of being able to track them down criminally, because they're not the cause of addiction. Addiction is not caused by drugs. Addiction is a condition that exists inside the addict. Mm-hmm. It is a condition, it's a failure to adjust to reality in some way.
They're looking to fill something.
Yeah, and the use of drugs is a symptom of that. Mm-hmm. But if he doesn't get a hold of the drug that he wants, he'll do something else. And if he can't get a hold of his second favorite drug, he'll do something else. And if all else fails, he'll go out in the front yard, spin around in the circle until he gets dizzy and falls down. And still, one way or the other, he's going to find a way to stop feeling the way he feels. And until you deal with the condition that's making it impossible for him to be present in his life, you have not solved any problems.
No doubt. Tessa, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your comments.
My friend who overdosed and died, well, one of the last things he texted to one of our other friends was he was just looking for any drug at this point because mm-hmm. he couldn't find what he was looking for. Imagine if he could have just went to Walmart and got the drug he was used to doing.
Yep, in the amount that he was expecting to do it, because that's the other problem. Even though I do share some of Tessa's concerns, like, I'm no big fan of mega corporate drug manufacturers, right? Like, no fan.
Yeah.
But one thing's for sure, when you go buy aspirin off the shelf at the local drugstore or Walgreens or whatever,
it's never fentanyl.
Right. It's always aspirin. Every time, and the count is correct. You know exactly what you're getting, the amount of milligrams of whatever, acetaminophen or whatever, in the product that you're buying, and there's a liability on their part if they get that wrong. So, unless it's a vaccine, of course, which we've talked about. But generally, there's a liability with these manufacturers in the legal marketplace because there's competition, and you know the supply chain. You know where these things are coming from. But that said, I do have some concerns about legalization, but not for the reasons she's concerned with. I'm concerned because I want people to be able to manufacture these things without having to ask government permission and without having to get a special license or without needing a license to sell these things or to grow marijuana or whatever. And that's what we've seen in every state so far with legalization of marijuana, is there's a big regulatory structure that gets built up around it, and that adds unnecessary cost, it adds taxation, it adds bureaucracy, and it makes it so that only a few players can actually have wholesale access to the marketplace. And so it's a artificially restricted market under legalization. Now, it's not as bad as prohibition, so it's better than prohibition in that most people who were going to jail before aren't going to be going to jail. But if you still grow marijuana without a permission slip, they'll still put you in jail.
Yeah, because they're still enforcing a cartel.
Right.
This whole thing is a turf war between gangs. It's just not pitched that way.
Yep, so if we could actually have total drug decriminalization, meaning no penalties whatsoever, total depenalization, that would actually be better than having legalization with regulations and taxes. Yeah.
All we need is repeal.
We're coming up.
The Shire Free Church offers a sanctuary to those seeking an escape from state churches.
The Shire Free Church is an interfaith, diverse group of people that may not share identical theological beliefs. As a member in or minister of the Shire Free Church, you are a sovereign individual and may be the faith of your choice.
We don't claim to have all of the answers.
We are open to all peaceful people.
We want to learn from each other.
What unifies the Shire Free Church and its diverse members is peace,
love, and liberty. There are many paths to God, one for every individual.
The Shire Free Church does not define a specific path beyond those parameters that must be your foundation.
Peace as your way,
love as your guide,
and liberty as your light.
Learn more at church.shiresociety.com.
That's church.shiresociety.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone.
This is a what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild.
The Senate has finalized the organizing resolution for a new Democratic-controlled Senate and plans to pass it on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. A nuclear treaty between Russia and the United States is being extended for another 5 years. With just 2 days before it was set to expire, the Biden administration renewed the New START treaty. It limits the number of deployed nuclear warheads allowed for both Washington and Moscow. A Major League Baseball team has suspended their pitching coach.
The Los Angeles Angels have suspended their pitching coach, Mickey Callaway, after reports of inappropriate conduct surfaced against him. In a report by The Athletic, Callaway was accused of lewd behavior by five women, something Callaway has denied. All five of those women work in sports media, with the allegations spanning 5 years during his time with the Cleveland Indians as a pitching coach and the New York Mets as a manager. In a statement, the Angels said they would work closely with MLB to conduct a full investigation. The team hopes to have the matter resolved quickly, possibly before the beginning of spring training. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our number is 603-283-6160. We were just getting into the latest on GameStop, which there was really no reason to talk about GameStop prior to last week. It was fairly unremarkable as far as a company goes. We're not a stock show. We don't really talk about stocks here on Free Talk Live. But
don't put any stock in them.
If you were going to do it, you should have done it 2 weeks ago when no one knew about what was going on, unless you were in the one group that was talking about it on the internet. As soon as it broke into the mainstream news, it was too late.
Because, you know, basically not only has most of the upside already been realized by the time it becomes news, but, you know, if somebody's a savvy trader and they hear about that, they're gonna immediately say what I said, which is, well, it's gonna go down again pretty soon, so then they're gonna come in and short it. And I'm sure that there was another round of short selling when it hit the news that this had been driven to these dizzying heights that, you know, the fundamentals of the stock didn't justify.
Right, and now it's back in the news because, again, there are people who, they held on. You know, part of the narrative of this whole buy the GameStop stock thing was to hold the stock, to continue to hold the stock, with the idea being that if enough people held the stock, it would keep the restriction on the market supply and drive the price up even further. And
that's not going to work.
Well, it may have worked temporarily, but enough people wanted to sell it. to where you can't convince a whole group of people to do the same thing for very long. That's not going to work.
Yeah, especially when they've got a large amount of money at stake,
right,
where, you know, it's like, I've made $100,000 off this, and now you want me to hold on in case I make more. And
if you've got debts to pay, you want to sell. Right,
yeah,
then.
Yeah. And just, if you're sensible, you want to sell because, you know, the reversal that people get is they think that companies fail because of short sellers. And it's like, no, short sellers get involved because the company's going
failing.
To fail.
Yeah.
If short sellers get involved and the company doesn't fail, then they don't make money, they lose money, and then they become former short sellers.
Right. And maybe that's going to be the case with some of these hedge funds that have lost billions of dollars over the last week.
Well, I mean, what the hedge funds probably should have done at that point, if they were able to get the capital, is double down on their short positions once the stock had been been driven to these crazy heights,
because it
had to go down again.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would have done. I would have said, okay, double down.
Yeah.
They're not. We're basing our decision on the actual fundamentals of the stock,
mm-hmm.
and they're basing it on emotionalism. Who's going to win?
It was a fascinating thing to watch, though. I mean, like I said, I don't pay attention to stocks. I really don't care about them for the most part. You know, it's kind of interesting sometimes, but you're always just betting on the future of a company, and companies are run by people, and a lot of them are going to make stupid decisions, and they're going to fail. And it basically is
gambling.
Well,
the idea is to look at the company and find out how stupid the people running it are by observing its behavior, and if you bet on smart people who make smart decisions, you're going to win pretty consistently. So it's not gambling in the way that roulette is gambling. There's nothing random about it. It's,
it's still
a game
gamble.
Of skill. It's not a game of chance.
Well, I mean, there's definitely research that you can put into it, but you can put all the research you want into a thing, and you still don't know what the market's going to think about it.
You will never be 100% correct.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody will come up with the right answer every time, but if you put the research into it, you can make money consistently.
Yeah.
This is not blackjack.
They did do that because they started looking at GameStop back in September last year before they actually did this, because they just eyeballed it as one of the companies that's failing.
Well, that's all they did, though. They only researched it as a company that's failing and one they could target because it had these what they're called short sells on it. They can somehow they can see where the short sells are at, and so they know that they exist, and that's why they targeted GameStop. They didn't do this because they expected GameStop to all of a sudden get their S together and come back and be able to actually be a profit company again.
But the idea of holding that long position forever,
that's crazy.
Is crazy, because that's what it's predicated on, is we've saved the company. And
not,
you know,
happen.
Some companies can be saved by a cash injection, but there is no indication that, you know, a bridge loan was going to pull GameStop's fat out of the fire.
Yep, and now their stock is floating at about, according to Google, $92.41 as of today's close. So it's down significantly from where it was a week ago. And where it's going to go from here, I imagine it's going to continue to go down. But really the big question is, where are these guys going to go next? There's been a lot of talk about AMC or BlackBerry, but already AMC has been going down since I heard about it last week. And like, you know, we pointed out earlier, once it hits the news media, it's probably already too late. But given that it was only like $13 a share, I picked up a few shares just to see what happens, and now it's down below $10. So it's already coming down. It didn't even go up that high.
What I would generally do is sell maybe 4 hours after it hits the mainstream media, because there's going to be a little bit of bounce from people who FOMO in on the last minute, at the last minute, and they're going to lose.
That's what I did last week.
Yeah.
On AMC.
Yeah, well, there's going to be boneheads like Ian.
Yeah.
And then...
He's not a stock market boyfriend. He's a Bitcoin boyfriend.
There you
boyfriend.
Go.
Okay.
I still don't know what I'm doing with crypto either.
I'm
good at holding a thing.
Well, so. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, if... I don't know. I trade a little more actively.
Yeah.
And it's unclear. I mean, I think I'm a little ahead of where I would have been if I hadn't, traded actively, but, you know, I'm not nearly as far ahead as I would have been if I hadn't cashed in all my Bitcoin to pay for an appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know.
So where is the big, next one going to hit? We had a caller call in last night. Turd Ferguson called in and he was pimping this Naked stock.
He was getting scammed.
Well, now,
yeah, if once your building doorman or Turd Ferguson starts talking about something, it's time to get out.
Well, this Naked thing actually made it into this CBS News report. It's actually toward the bottom of the report here. It says, Naked Brand Group, which sells intimate apparel for both men and women, on Monday announced it had sold more than 29 million shares in a follow-on offering at
the one that did the offering, yeah.
Meaning they added more stocks?
Yeah, they issued more shares. They said, well, okay, people are pumping and dumping our stock. Let's issue a bunch more shares and get a piece of that.
See, that way the company can make some money on it.
Exactly. That's how the company would make money.
Well, I don't know whether it's a scam or not. I mean, it's definitely a legitimate way for the company to raise money, right?
It's not a scam. It's a way of making money off people who are trying to run a scam, really.
Yeah,
because
that's smart.
Somebody is pumping in, like, if I hold a coin and I find out there's a pump and dump going on, I'm going to sell that coin, you know? I'll buy it back when the thing is over.
Tuesday, as of yesterday, Naked Brands fell to 91 cents each, which is a 45% drop from Monday's offering price, but their shares had traded for as little as 7 cents each as recently as November. Currently, they closed at 122, so they actually went up 34% wow. In the last day. So, I don't know, it's hard to say where the next thing's going to be, because Turd Ferguson said there's been a schism in the Wall Street Markets, or the Wall Street Bets Reddit, so there's already a group of them that have split off from the main group, and so where do you go from here? Where's the next stop? Where are they going to be targeting?
And how big does the group have to be? I don't know. I'm in that Reddit. I'll keep an eye on it.
There's more coming up here if you want to share. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-4... Wait a minute. Wow. You let me get way too far.
It sounded so normal to me.
You let me get way too far into that one. That's the worst I've done.
That's the wrong phone number.
Yeah, the last month.
Did you go through the toll-free thing and all that?
Yeah, I totally did.
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
Nope, can't do that. Don't listen to me. 603-283-6160, that's the number. That's the one that will work for you. How long has it been since
radio
we got rid
host,
of that?
If people aren't going to listen to you, what good are you?
Yeah, I think that's been a month now that we haven't had that toll-free line. So, yeah,
wow.
That's not going to work. 603-283-6160. You can tell when I'm not paying close attention because I do that.
It takes its toll.
Yeah. We were talking about the GameStop stock situation. I don't think there's much more to say about that, but if you do want to weigh in, maybe, again, you're paying close attention to what's going on in the Wall Street Bets community. Where are they going to target next? Can they get it together to where they actually can pull this off a second time? Or is the Wall Street goon squad going to be able to interdict in some way and sow seeds of dissent and break up the community?
I mean, the easiest thing for the Wall Street goon squad to do is to watch, is to actually put people in the Reddit.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And
it's easy. They're all anonymous.
At that point, you can pretty much neuter a group like that because you know what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And what made the GameStop thing successful is they were not on the map.
Right.
And it wasn't known it was coming.
I don't think that group of people can do it again.
Yeah.
I think the same people could
do it again if they regrouped somewhere else, but how are they going to do
but
that?
But how do you organize that if you're infiltrated?
And how do you know who's not...
Right, who's there from the Wall Street? Yeah,
yeah.
Who are your guys?
It's all anonymous, like, website names or usernames.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I wish I could be more optimistic about this, and I hope that they can figure out a way to pull this off again, because it was brilliant and it was amazing, but it might have been a one-time, one-hit wonder.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that would be amazing would be to create a group that was specifically it specifically existed to change the Wall Street landscape by, but, you know, it would have to be, it probably couldn't be a group that large, but you could probably do a lot of good and make money at the same time if you were a smart person with a reasonable, with a reasonably large pile.
Mm-hmm.
And you might well be able to do a lot of good while making your pile larger.
603-283-6160 is our number here tonight. We talked about the Oregon decriminalization as well, so you're certainly welcome to weigh in on that. In other news, a West Virginia news publisher has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google and Facebook. Now, why?
Interesting.
Well, the two companies face, or they together receive about half of all digital ad dollars in the United States and are now facing antitrust charges from federal and state governments. The company called HD Media owns several newspapers in the state, and they claim Google has monopolized the online ad market so much that it, quote, threatens the extinction of local newspapers across the country, unquote. The suit also alleges that Google and Facebook conspired to further their dominance with a secret agreement, referring to a suit filed by 10 Republican attorneys general in December. The company does not specify the impact on its business of the behavior of Facebook and Google, beyond saying that it has hurt its ability to effectively monetize its content because Google isn't able to take an uncompetitive share of the news publisher's ad revenues. A lawyer for the company declined to speak on the record. This is a desperate stab in the dark at trying to stay alive.
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, you know, I hope that anybody and everybody who sues Google and or Facebook, no matter how wrong they are, I hope they win. But at the same time, yeah, this is nonsense. I mean, if they're offering a better service than you offer and you can't make your service competitive by cutting your prices or by improving your service or by producing more for your customers, then you deserve to cease to exist.
Right.
You should cease to exist and just go away.
Yeah, I think you pretty much summed it up there. I mean, look, these newspapers have been having a tough time adjusting to the digital world, and it's not Google's fault. It's not Facebook's fault. Whether it were Google or Facebook or some other companies that we've never heard in this universe, there would be something else out there that is offering people ad revenues on the Internet or ad venues on the Internet, places where they can target their advertisements to specific groups of people. That's ultimately what Facebook and Google have allowed people to do, is to say, I don't just want to buy an ad that everyone looks at, which is what a newspaper is, right? Like everybody within whatever age range looks at the newspaper is seeing those ads, whether they have beliefs in certain ways or not, doesn't factor in. Whereas on Google or Facebook, you can target. You can say, if I only want people who are in Keene, New Hampshire, who are between the ages of 25 and 48, who are males, who are interested in hunting. You know, you can just whittle this down till you get the exact group of potential prospects for your business that you want. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not advocating that people use Google and Facebook. I think they're not great as far as advertising venues go, but I can't deny that people get results from them. I mean, as much as I don't like Facebook, I can't tell you how many local businesses have told me that they've put ads on Facebook and have seen responses in real life from real life customers coming through the door. So,
yeah, I mean, the problem with us is we're political and our politics don't match Facebook's politics.
Right. They won't even take your money.
yeah, so, you know, and even if they did, they would probably just basically shadow ban it or show it to people who won't respond to it well. So they can not technically defraud me, but...
They're showing the ad.
yeah, exactly, but, you know... But, yeah, I mean, the ultimate of targeted marketing would be, imagine if you could get advertising dollars from both Planned Parenthood and some Right to Life organization, and then, you know, show pro-lifers the Right to Life ad and show the Planned Parenthood ad to the pro-choicers.
And make money off of both of them.
Yeah, make money off both of them, and you can only use one spot. You just switch what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today I was thinking about how almost everything I find out about that I like, I found out about through social media.
Really?
Like all the clothes stores I like.
Music?
Some music, yeah, I guess, yeah.
A lot of people are on social media, and even you, didn't you quit Facebook recently? Or you still?
Yeah, I deleted my Facebook. It was
All of us are
corrupting
off of
my mind.
I'm still on it once every couple of weeks. I'll go back in just do a drive by and you know, hit a few people's pages. And there's one guy I call an idiot every week.
But you're pretty much off. I mean,
I'm pretty much off. I'm not on daily like I used to be.
I would see memories from like way back, and I would be like, 20-year-old Bonnie just shouldn't even be on the internet anymore, so I deleted it.
603-283-6160. HD Media, the company in West Virginia, they filed this antitrust lawsuit, and again, it makes the common mistake of calling Google and Facebook a monopoly. They're two different companies. Yes, they have a large share of advertising on the internet, but they don't have a monopoly. You can still purchase advertisements from other places on the internet. It is possible.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. I mean, nobody else is quite as evil as Google and Facebook
on
the internet in
terms
of
evil.
The way they gather information on people. So they couldn't do the targeted marketing, but personally, I want no part of that.
Actually, I have to disagree with you, nobody. The government is more evil.
That's true, yes. But they're not in the internet advertising space. The, you know, Google and Facebook are pretty much the government's outpost, in the internet advertising space. And, you know, that is, of course, one of the big things is that Google and Facebook both became as, ubiquitous as they are, in at least in part, because the mainstream media, which is the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex, pimped them.
I was thinking that about pop music recently, and it was kind of creeping me out. Like, Katy Perry has this song called Part of Me, and in it, she's, like, in the army, and she's, like, dancing. I'm like,
it's like real pro-military.
Pimping the military.
So totally. 603-283-6160. You can join us here, and hopefully I'll get the right phone number for the rest of the show. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.